Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Neurotech International Quarterly Investor Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Thomas Duthy, Executive Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Rachel. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining the second Neurotech International Quarterly Conference Call. It's my pleasure to present to you a summary of the company's financial performance and operating activities for the 3 months ended 31st March 2023, being our Q3 FY23. I trust all of you on today's call have had a chance to read the announcement as lodged with ASX this morning. I will now provide an overview of the company's quarterly activities and our outlook for the remainder of the 2023 calendar year. Firstly, I would like to highlight the remarkable data and results collected during our Phase 1-2 clinical trial of NTI-164 in Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD. On the 17th of March, the company announced the full results from 52 weeks of daily treatment with NTI-164 in pediatric ASD, showing significant improvements in severity of illness, social responsiveness, and adaptive behaviour. Additionally, strong safety data continues to demonstrate that children on this trial experienced little to no significant side effects, which is all the more meaningful considering the terrible side effects they typically experience from other commercially available drugs used to treat their disorder. These groundbreaking longitudinal findings represent a significant step forward in our mission to develop NTI-164 with the aim of improving the lives of individuals with neurodevelopmental disorders. We are excited to continue our research efforts to help those affected by ASD and other conditions, which I'll shortly tell you about. Neurotech is proud to be working in partnership with leading hospitals, universities, and research organisations to develop a clinically proven treatment that can alleviate the financial burden of autism and help children diagnosed with this neurological condition with meaningful and fulfilling lives. On the 14th of February, the company received approval from a Monash Human Research Ethics Committee, or HREC, to extend the Phase 1-2 ASD trial beyond the 52-week period for an additional 6 months on a patient-specific basis. Individual patients can now continue to receive NTI-164 for a total of 80 weeks or 1.5 years of daily oral treatment. This extension will generate additional safety data and certainly enhance future regulatory submissions for additional trials in ASD or other pediatric neurological disorders. On the 15th of March, we held a face-to-face pre-IND meeting with the US Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. The purpose of this meeting was to discuss the development plans for NTI-164 in relation to the proposed clinical development in ASD. This meeting was highly informative, and the company obtained valuable information on our chemistry, manufacture and control package, or CMC, other non-clinical requirements, and the clinical development program as proposed for NTI-164 in ASD. I am sure everyone here on the call today is aware of the ever-accelerating cost of managing patients with autism on the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS. The company has been encouraged by the recent government and media attention ASD has been receiving of late, with a particular focus around the cost to the NDIS in Australia of autism. Back in November 2022, I updated investors at our annual general meeting with some data that we had generated based on public information disclosed by the NDIS relating to autism. Today, 34% of the 550,000 NDIS participants have autism. Of those, 40% are less than or equal to 14 years of age. The total number of autism patients is expected to balloon to over 860,000 by 2030. Hence, the cost of autism to the NDIS is significant, as autism is a complex neurodevelopmental condition that often requires lifelong support. Currently, over $6 billion in NDIS costs out of a total pool of $36 billion today relates to autism, with NDIS funding averaging $33,000 per annum for each patient. Hence, there is a strong market need for an effective therapeutic intervention such as NTI-164 to improve ASD symptoms and reduce healthcare costs associated with speech therapy, physiotherapy, psychology, and the like. The statistics are now quite staggering, with 1 in 50 suffering from autism in Australia, and this represents a 20-fold increase in just the last 20 years. Last week, the Australian newspaper calculated the cost of autism to the NDIS at $8.3 billion, well ahead of our own estimates generated approximately 6 months ago. There is now evidence that children with less complex developmental delays were originally envisaged to be on the scheme temporarily and to transition to other programs in the education and health system, but now most are electing to stay on the NDIS indefinitely. Our data for level 2 and level 3 autism patients who require substantial, but very substantial care based on 1 year daily oral treatment of NTI-164 has shown, as I mentioned, a significant improvement in the severity of their illness and their adaptive behaviours. In essence, we were able to improve their symptom scores in such a way that these children and caregivers saw meaningful improvements in their lifestyles. Indeed, one child on our trial saw such a significant improvement in their symptoms on NTI-164, they were not only able to integrate into their school life, but subsequently assumed a student mentoring role. We are making excellent progress in the recruitment of our phase 2-3 double-blind randomised controlled trial of NTI-164 in ASD patients, and we expect to complete recruitment of this trial in the second half of this calendar year. I've been asked many times by investors about Neurotech receiving funding from the NDIS or other government funding programs for NTI-164. It's important to clarify that the NDIS does not fund drug programs. This is the role of the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme, or PBS, and the regulation of drug therapies is governed by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA. However, we do continue to explore additional partnerships, given our focus on difficult-to-treat rare pediatric neurological disorders. These discussions are ongoing. Unfortunately, we do not yet make our treatment available to patients outside of the clinical trial through a mechanism such as a Special Access Scheme, or SAS. This is intentional to allow us to rigorously and rapidly generate the clinical evidence of effect and safety information to support future market approvals. Depending on the results of the current phase 2-3 ASD trial, we plan to sit down with the TGA to determine the next steps for NTI-164 in seeking registration in Australia as our first market opportunity. We certainly feel confident our treatment would represent a cost-effective intervention in ASD, noting the very high annual treatment costs for autism patients on the NDIS. As a basic working example, if the cost of treatment for NTI-164 was $15,000 per annum and the intervention eliminated the need for other ancillary support services covered by the NDIS, the cost saving to the NDIS would be approximately $3 billion annually as of today. Investors should note that we have not finalised any commercial pricing models for NTI-164. So this is a basic worked example, which, as I mentioned, is based on NDIS's own data set. However, in the context of just Australia, we believe the market opportunity for NTI-164 in ASD could be significant. Turning now to Rett syndrome, with the launch of a phase 2 clinical trial in this rare disease during the quarter ended 31 March. For those who are not familiar with Rett syndrome, it is a rare genetic neurological and developmental disorder with no cure. It occurs almost exclusively in girls and is characterised by a normal rate of development in the first 7 to 18 months following birth, followed by a slowing of development and eventual progression. As the condition progresses, the girls typically lose functional use of their hands, develop distinct hand flapping movements, and experience difficulties in walking, communicating. They are irritable and have recurrent seizures. Subsequently, this indication is in line with Neurotech's strategic focus on rare neurological disorders in children that are characterised by persistent neuroinflammation. On the 20th of March, we announced the launch of a new clinical trial program in Rett syndrome, a phase 2 trial in females aged 15 to 20 with NTI-164. This trial will be conducted at 3 centres within Australia, the Royal Children's Hospital and Monash Children's Hospital in Melbourne and the Children's Hospital at Westmead, New South Wales. The company has also added an additional site in New South Wales led by Associate Professor Carolyn Elloway, Senior Staff Specialist, New South Wales Genetic Metabolic Disorder Service, the Sydney Children's Hospital Network and metabolic genetics at the Children's Hospital at Westmead. We added her in April of this year. Our HREC approval and clinical trial notification, or CTN scheme clearance, is expected during this current quarter, with patient recruitment to commence in the second half of this calendar year. The trial's proposed primary endpoints at 12 weeks of treatment include the Rett Syndrome Behavioural Questionnaire, Clinical Global Impressions Scale Improvement, and Severity of Illness. Key secondary endpoints include safety, adverse event, and measures associated with hand function, motor skills, communication, and quality of life. If successful, the company will follow with a 14-week double-blind randomised placebo-controlled phase 2 trial in an additional 34 participants to determine further efficacy and safety. These are standard clinical outcome measures and were recently accepted by the FDA as part of the new drug application, or NDA, received by Neuren Pharmaceuticals and their partner Acadia Pharmaceuticals for their drug trofinetide, trademarked Daybue. As investors know and appreciate, our strategic development plans more or less mirror Neuren Pharmaceuticals, with our focus also on pediatric neurological disorders. I will now briefly turn to Pandas Pans. We are focusing a phase 1-2 trial on pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with streptococcus infections, PANDAS, and pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome, PANS, which is collectively known as PANDAS PANS. On the 27th of January, Neurotech announced HREC approval and CTN scheme clearance by the TGA to commence this trial of NTI-164 in PANDAS PANS. Soon after, on the 16th of February, we announced the commencement of this phase 1-2 trial at two centres within Australia, the Children's Hospital Westmead and the Paediatric Neurology Unit at Monash Medical Centre. The aim of the trial is to recruit 15 paediatric patients with a clinical diagnosis of moderate to severe PANDAS PANS in order to determine the safety and efficacy of orally administered NTI-164 in these patients. The results of this trial are anticipated in the second half of this calendar year, and we intend to progress the development of NTI-164 in PANDAS PANS using available regulatory mechanisms, including orphan drug designations where applicable. We do anticipate completing recruitment of this important trial during this current quarter, being the June quarter. It is worth noting that this is the world's first clinical trial to determine the potential utility of a novel oral, full-spectrum medicinal cannabinoid drug product to treat PANDAS PANS. This trial is particularly important because this condition can severely impact a child's life and that of their families, and there is no known cure or no effective and approved treatment. Due to the strong anti-inflammatory and immune-modulating properties of NTI-164, we are quietly very excited about the prospects of this trial. We look forward to seeing these results and the impact it will have on those lives affected by this disorder. I would now like to just quickly turn to our key financials for the quarter. During the quarter, the company recorded total operating expenses of $2.3 million, comprising predominantly R&D development expenditures of $1.8 million, with some additional staff costs and admin and corporate costs included. Total operating cash outflows for the quarter were $2.3 million. R&D costs during the quarter were directed, as you can all appreciate, towards completing and reporting the Phase 1-2 ASD trial, commencing the Phase 2-3 ASD trial, commencing the Phase 1-2 PANDAS PANS trial, and the necessary preparative work for the FDA's IND meeting and application, and also for some initial preparative work for an upcoming cerebral palsy clinical trial. The company closed, and in addition to that, I might add, we also have expenditures related to drug product manufacturing and quality testing. The company closed the quarter with cash and cash equivalents of $6.1 million. And I would remind investors, the company is fully funded to complete all current clinical trials. And given the vast majority of our R&D costs are based in Australia, we will once again be in a position to receive the R&D development tax incentive for eligible R&D expenditures. With that cash to be received in the second half of this calendar year. Finally, I'd just like to use the opportunity today to update all of you on our outlook and milestones, of which we believe there are many. Neurotech has made excellent progress to date in accelerating the use of NTI-164 in a number of pediatric neurological disorders, where there is a significant unmet medical need for new, safe and effective therapies. In the second quarter of this calendar year, being the June quarter, we are anticipating several additional and exciting milestones, including securing HREC TGA approval for the Rett syndrome phase 2 clinical trial, HREC TGA approval to commence a cerebral palsy phase 1-2 clinical trial, and completion of patient recruitment, as I mentioned, for the PANDAS-PANS phase 1-2 clinical trial. In the second half of this calendar year, we also have a rich pipeline of clinical results and new activity to look forward to. Notably, we expect the results of the PANDAS-PANS clinical trial. We will commence the phase 2 clinical trial in Rett syndrome and will complete the initial stage 1 recruitment, which is 15 patients. In addition, we will be commencing the patient recruitment for the cerebral palsy phase 1-2 clinical trial. And of course, we expect to complete our major phase 2-3 clinical trial in autism spectrum disorder, ASD. And we continue to progress our discussions with the US Food and Drug Administration, and we are anticipating completing an IND in the second half of this calendar year as well. As I mentioned, we're fully funded to complete these trials. So overall, a very exciting and busy year ahead for us at Neurotech. I'm enthused by the progress we've made in such rapid succession, and we have an incredible team of hardworking people behind the scenes, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of them. And we're confident that our hard work and dedication will lead to greater achievements and advancements in the months to come. So thank you again for taking the time to join us today on our call, and we look forward to sharing our progress with you. I'd like to hand over to Rachel for any Q&A. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We will just pause momentarily for any questions to enter the queue. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Doesn't look like there's any questions at this time. I'll now hand back to you for closing remarks.
Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, everyone, for joining today's call. We have a very large set of milestones coming over the next June quarter and into the second half, and we certainly look forward to keeping all of you abreast of our progress, and feel free at any time, naturally, to reach out to myself with any questions you might have. So thanks again for listening, and have a good rest of your morning.